to another episode of Is It Plugged In? I'm your host, Adam Jeffrey Weinberg, and I'm so happy to be here once again. Got a little bit of a special treat for you folks tonight, today, whatever time it is, 2 o'clock, my normal slot on Thursdays, and I believe this is episode 22. You know, I have trouble keeping track of that, but the title of the episode is I Need a Vacation from My Vacation. Have you ever had anybody say that to you? Have you ever heard that before? Have you ever said that yourself? I need a vacation from my vacation. I heard that from one of my customers a couple of days ago. He's out there, you know, trying to have a good time, trying to relax. He's a attorney, so you can imagine the ball of stress that he is. I said, "What's the matter? You got your kids with you?" He said, "I got my kids. I got my cousin. My cousin's kids, got all of this going on." I said, "Well, you know, you should really meet Ebony McIver and go on a wellness retreat. That's the new, you know, it's not Club Med. It's the health and wellness, a la carte kind of, self-development, comeback rejuvenated and refreshed, having eaten healthy organic food, having spent time in nature, exercising in a positive and healthy way, not overdoing it, but being, you know, having expert guides and all of this and that." So I'm very happy to welcome Ebony to the show. How you doing?
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Best I've ever been.
Good.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, we met, and I was immediately intrigued by the retreat that you hold on Anguilla,
yes, British West Indies,
St. Martin.
It's about 20 minutes by boat from St. Martin, so it's very close.
Right, I'm just looking up on my Google Maps so I can give you guys an idea of where St. Martin is.
Yeah, funny enough, a lot of people don't even actually know where Anguilla is or have even heard of it before, so I'm really excited to be holding a retreat there and to be able to share, you know, the beauty of this place with everybody.
And how long have you been there?
I've been in Anguilla for about 6 months now, and I fell in love with it as soon as I stepped into the water. I mean, it's really a magical place that takes you, and it's kind of the places that you see in all the postcards, the beautiful white sand beaches and the gorgeous, like, aqua glassy water and ocean. And so it's visually extremely stimulating to be there.
Yeah, you know, just a puddle jump east of the Dominican Republic. So for those of you trying to picture it in your mind, it's east of the Dominican Republic, and if you were to go due south, you'd end up in Venezuela.
There you go.
Yeah. So Anguilla. Very cool. Very cool. So yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to be in the beauty of nature in one of the most beautiful parts of the world? Right? Well, let's talk a little bit about you, Ebony, before we dive into the retreats themselves. And I can see, you know, looking at you here in the studio, obviously you're an athlete, a.k.a. Modern warrior. ready for action, ready to train, ready to achieve, ready to win. So,
thank you. That's nice. Yeah. Actually, I was put into track and field when I was 6 years old. So I've definitely had a far from ordinary life or sequence of events that have happened as a result of what I've been through. But the athletics kind of took me, like, when I was 10 years old, I was first able to try high jump, and I broke the record, and I had all these coaches, like, instantly kind of around me trying to develop me into, you know, something, which ended up being, you know, I made it to the national championships, and I basically won every national title for the next 10 years in a row, and then landed a space on the world junior championship on the world junior team to compete for Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've tried jumping myself, and it doesn't go well for me, but it doesn't. I remember as a kid, you know, sack race and standing long jump, and I was always the one I got
sack
the medal
race.
The medal for being the slowest and the shortest jump. But so I'm really envious of your ability there. So, and was that fun or was it just training? Is it, did it prepare you for?
You know, looking back, it was something that was a great experience for me to go through. It was a lot of discipline, you know, which as a kid you don't really know, but it ended up developing a strong sense of discipline. And, you know, as an adult now, I don't really have to work out as much as I would, I guess. Right, like, right. I kind of like naturally just come back when I start doing the gym. It's like, you know, that muscle memory comes back.
The metabolism is set.
Yeah, so I feel very grateful, even though I fought it as a kid. Like, I hated it, you know. I didn't really have the social life that all the other kids had, and I was, like, on a strict training regime, you know, like, morning and night. So it was pretty hardcore. But, yeah, I'm grateful for it now, so thanks, Mom.
And I would imagine that, you know, that kind of training really does give you a lot of insight into healthy habits, how to stay at the top of your game, how to what types of foods to avoid if you're gonna, you know, because
absolutely
shave an inch and, you know, have a cheeseburger and lose an inch, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I really got into anatomy and physiology, and that helped me with a lot, you know, of everything that I'm doing today, all the health and wellness stuff and maintaining that, and trying to balance life, you know, so that you're not so hardcore strictly doing, you know, one thing, but, you know, you're just kind of like balancing everything out and making it all kind of
now
flow
how,
smoothly.
How did you make the transition from athlete to fashion model?
That was definitely not my doing either. That kind of just happened. I was receiving an achievement award at this big nationwide event in Australia, and I was scouted by a fashion agency, and there was a competition, a nationwide competition going on, and I was put into this competition, and it was like 10,000 entrants, and it was a long process of, you know, like, what do you call it? Elimination, and right down to the very end. And I ended up winning that as well. So that kind of just pushed me into the whole world of like fashion. And I was able to travel, you know, and have the freedom to make money and explore all my passions, which.
So did you run the whole gamut of fashion modeling from runway to editorial to?
I did everything. I started out with runway because that was what was predominantly happening in the area that I started doing my my modeling. And then, yeah, magazines, catalogs, TV commercials.
Do you want to do any name dropping of photographers or publications or anything like that? Just to give our listeners a, you know, everybody likes to have a little bit of the materialistic kind of pizzazz, right?
So I did editorial spreads for Elle magazine, for Marie Claire magazine, for Cosmopolitan. I was on the cover of V&A magazine. I shot for Shape magazine. I've done catalog work for Target, JCPenney. I did advertising campaigns that were like worldwide for Oil of Olay, Nivea. I did their 100-year anniversary. Lots of
now,
good and fun
who's,
stuff.
Who's more? I know the answer to this, but who's more difficult to work with, the trainer for the competition or the photographer for the shoot?
Well, they're two totally different things. The training was really, really difficult. I mean, it was physically strenuous. I was dry reaching after every training session. It was hardcore. The photography, you know, side of it, that's. It all depends on the photographer that you're working with. If they're really good, they're going to be able to guide you and give you the confidence to have the outcome that they're trying to achieve in the photo shoot. So, difference. Cool.
Well, we're just running down Ebony's resume here, and it's very impressive, folks. So, here we go. You were a model, and then you began scouting for your own modeling agency, and you became an executive yourself.
So what ended up happening, innately, I've always had this desire to give and want to help people, right? So through modeling, as I started to understand the way the industry worked and the corruption that was involved in it, I wanted to start my own scouting and development and placement agency so that I could help young models, because usually they get them very young, 14 years old, and guide them, you know, through the ups and downs of the industry and kind of like place them with people that I know are reputable and can, you know, develop them.
Showing people the ropes is, I'm always a big proponent of knowing what I'm getting into. It can be crazy, you know, some of the things that people will throw at you. You know, you're dealing with a lot of egos in that kind of situation too.
So, sure are.
How to have the soft skills to get around some of those things, and how to have, you know, to be able to have somebody to talk to about what's going on and not, you know, so you can learn to respond and not react, you know.
And that's something that I didn't have, you know, so I wanted to kind of give that to, you know, young girls so they wouldn't get taken advantage of.
Right. Well, and that led to creating a skincare line. So
this was all during the time that I was modeling, the 17 years that I was modeling. I had so many passions and I wanted to explore them all. And modeling was really a way that I was able to do that. It gave me the time to explore the fashions, the money to fund the passions. And what was that you just said? Sorry.
It seems that everything, you know, one thing led to another in a very organic way.
The skincare.
Vegan, organic skincare.
Yes.
Line. It seems like if you have to deal with all of this makeup and the removal of the makeup, then you definitely need a skincare regimen. And so why put more chemicals on your face after taking chemicals off your face with chemicals, right?
It's crazy. As a result of modeling, like, I had some really crazy skin issues going on. I had scalp issues going on, and I didn't really know why it was all happening. But really, the skincare line came about by me looking at some products that I was using, the ingredients one day, and being like, okay, I don't even know how to pronounce all this stuff, looking it up, finding out it's just completely crazy chemicals that, so I just started exploring, like, is it possible for me to be able to make my own stuff? And so
what was it like trying to remove, I think it's phthalates and these other parabens and things like that? How do you go about that kind of research? Did you have help?
No, I did it all myself. And I looked at a lot of DIY, kind of stuff, and using like my knowledge that I learned from anatomy and physiology and like how everything interacts, you know, on a cellular level. It's really like you don't really need all of those ingredients. Obviously they're there to, you know, preserve the product, and they're cheap fillers, so it makes the product cheaper, but you only really need like a few key ingredients, you know. Yeah, to have good stuff.
My wife makes our toothpaste.
Ah, it's, yeah, awesome.
The most delicious toothpaste, and my mouth feels so clean, and it takes less time for her to make the toothpaste than for me to take her to the store to buy any.
And it's so easy to make,
right?
You know, and you don't have all that crap in it that you're contributing to your lack of health, basically.
But you did this before YouTube, yeah?
Around, I guess, the time of it.
Okay.
Okay. But it's been a while, yeah. I've been using my own toothpaste for about 10 years.
Yeah. So, folks, listen up. There's plenty of information on YouTube and where else that you can, you know, learn to do it yourself and have much, much more. I think what really started the whole conversation was it's raspberry oil, yeah?
Oh, red raspberry seed oil. Yeah. Has an SPF of 50, 50 SPF, so you can use that on your skin and you're going to be protected from the sun. Like, it's amazing how little research.
Banana boat beware, red raspberry oil, folks. let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll get right back to it.
Kinetic retreats are luxury, all-inclusive vacations based around health and wellness, with an incredible assortment of services and activities that are included in your package that you actually get to create your schedule with, so you have the flexibility to do your vacation your way. Now, the whole purpose of Kinetic Retreat is for you to take home valuable information and experiences that help you balance everyday life on a physical, physiological, and psychological level. Now, the next retreat is on the beautiful island of Anguilla from October 20th to the 24th, 2017, and is open for all individuals and corporations. To find out more, visit the website kineticretreat.com. And if you send me an email letting me know that you heard this ad on talkradio.nyc, I'll send you a $100 discount for the October retreat. Great deal. Check it out now, kineticretreat.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
you want to connect with.
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
There is an adverse rebel culture in America that's swallowing up innocent kids without their conscious consent or awareness. No child comes into the world cursing, being disrespectful, or violent. These are all learned behaviors. I'm Princeton Holt, and I'm excited to announce my soon-to-be-released book entitled What Turns Innocent Kids into Ruthless Killers. My focus is on the innocence of the child. All kids, black, white, rich or poor, gang members, or Harvard University graduates, they all come into the world looking for the same thing. They're all pure, innocent, and undefiled. They come looking for love, the need to belong, wanting to be understood, and needing to understand. Most of them are confronted with an adverse culture that they did not sign up for. Be on the lookout for my book release, coming soon, to major outlets across the country. What Turns Innocent Kids into Ruthless Killers by Princeton H. Holt.
Welcome back to Is It Plugged In? Episode something or other, entitled I Need a Vacation from My Vacation. And we're going to get into the solution to that, Ebony's newest adventure with her Kinetic Retreat, kineticretreat.com, and her a la carte full service retreat in Anguilla, which is near St. Martin in the Caribbean. Oh, do you say Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Yeah, so that makes you a pirate. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah,
okay.
Caribbean for the rest of us, Caribbean for the pirates.
Okay. Yeah.
Which reminds me of my favorite pirate joke. Do you know the pirate's favorite letter?
R.
Close. It's actually the C.
Okay. My answer was better.
you've been hearing about Ebony's many accomplishments and winnings through her youth, and now as a young woman starting the Kinetic Retreat, you should have faith and trust that this is going to go just as well. Before we get into the retreat, I want to keep building up Ebony's impressive resume. And so tell us a little bit about your nonprofit.
It's really kind of funny how that came about, because what I ended up doing was developing an organic vegan tattoo aftercare line. And the reason that I kind of like segued out of the general like organic skincare is because so many people in LA were doing a lot of competition, and I kind of wanted to create a niche market for organic vegan skincare. And so, you know, the opportunity came up to do a tattoo line, tattoo aftercare line, and that's what I did. And so in the process of trying to figure out how to test it, like, because I came up with the whole the formula and I mixed it, and I was like, okay, now I got to test it to see if it works. And none of the tattoo guys in the area wanted to test it. They didn't want that liability in case something went wrong. And so we had to figure out how to get it out. And so I went through a series of like events. I hired a tattoo artist. I got him to do real tattoos on people at this event and gave away free product in exchange for reviews. And all of the reviews that came back were awesome. It cuts the healing time in half. And so I developed it based on that. But it kind of just snowballed into into a nonprofit, which was to create a festival, a free festival, so people would come and bring food, because part of it was like to raise 10,000 pounds of food for the homeless, and then also to help different corporations, nonprofits who were working on education for kids. So to try to get people more involved in that side of things.
This was in LA or Australia?
That was in Los Angeles. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So out of that, you know, we had a book that came about that was published as well. So that's something you don't have in your notes, that I'm a published author.
Oh yeah. Wow. Is it on Amazon?
It is on Amazon, actually. It's called Ink Nymphs.
Let's look it up. How do you spell that?
Ink, I-N-K, yeah. N-Y-M-P-H-S.
Well, that sounds interesting.
The name of the product was called Ink Nymph.
Yeah, book by Ebony McIver and Tim Stevens.
There you go. Right, and so right he was there. My partner in the nonprofit as well, and just made this all kind of...
Well, it's really cool that, you know, in a land of overindulgence and materialism, you can take that kind of fame and attention and networking and turn it into something positive and help feed homeless people and help to educate kids. So that's awesome. I'm blown away. This is where do we go from here? So it just keeps on going with this list. And you got involved in a cannabis processing lab, which may actually be a reason to send you over to Joseph Bondi and In the Know 420. That's another show on talkradio.nyc. And Joseph is an attorney in fighting for cannabis rights, cannabis users' rights. And so I'll make that introduction. But
cool, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so so the difference, of course, between marijuana and cannabis is one is a psychoactive substance and the other is a medicinal...
No? Marijuana and cannabis is the same thing. It's okay. Just different words for the same thing.
So both psychoactive and medicinal.
Yeah.
Cool.
So how did I get into that, you ask?
Yeah, tell that's super interesting. Save the meaty stuff for Joseph, but tell us a little bit about that.
How can I put this? Okay, so I ended up meeting somebody who had cancer. I'm trying to remember what kind of cancer it was. Lymphoma. It was lymphoma. And so I basically moved my entire life. This is the beginning of a relationship that is a story of the evolution of self-worth, really. But through this process, I was, you know, really putting a lot of research into trying to figure out how to cure cancer, pretty much. And so that's how the cannabis came into it. And I, you know, decided to start this, and it was illegal. I went through the system, you know, and registered through the state and had this lab, and we're making tinctures and oils and waxes and edibles, and basically providing the dispensaries with the products that we're making. And an awesome thing is that one of the clients that the dispensary had who was buying our product had terminal brain cancer, and he was only given so long to live, and this was kind of like a last resort to him. And what ultimately happened was it kind of saved his life. So that was really exciting to get involved into that type of medicine, you know, and see the power of how it works. And I was able to we were actually able to cure the lymphoma, just to throw that in there as well.
Cool. I mean, I've been following a lot of different cancer folks, you know, folks battling the whole cancer thing, and so, you know, the Texas Medical Board versus the doctor down there and all of this and that. So it's wonderful to hear, you know, story on top of story on top of story of people that are regaining their health through nature.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way to do it, really. You know, you're not going to get it by getting prescription medication. Like, that makes everything worse.
And cannabis is available in multiple states now here in the U.S., but Anguilla?
Not yet in Anguilla, no. Okay. Which I really look forward to, actually, because I'd love to do a retreat based around cannabis and its healing properties, you know, with food. I mean, they're doing a lot of great things with cannabis and infusing it into food and stuff now, which is really awesome. So,
fantastic. This led, of course, to the little self-sufficient farm that was providing.
Yeah,
more than just the marijuana.
There was, we were growing the cannabis. This was happening in Vancouver Island, so it's all legal over there. Dispensaries where anyone can walk in and buy the products off the shelf. So we had a little field where we were experimenting with growing our own cannabis and also having a little farm, like, and growing my own fruits and vegetables and trying to be as off the grid as I could be.
Now, the thing about little self-sufficient farms that intrigues me is that there's a difference between organic and biodynamic.
Right? Oh, yeah?
So when you're thinking about the soil that your food is being grown in, all of our factory farms, basically, the soil, if you could imagine nutrients, you know, and you know, plants need air and water, and they need minerals and nutrients. And so if the soil has zero nutrients and minerals in it, and it's just basically sand, they're only really getting air and water. And while that can be enough if the water and the air are polluted, that's not so good. So then you move over to organic, where at least the water and the air are not polluted, but the soil may only have about an inch or two worth of nutrients in it. So a biodynamic farm has, I believe it's got to be at least 6 inches to a foot worth of mineral and nutrient and, you know, creepy crawly rich dirt and soil in there to grow the food out of. So that the food that you're eating out of a biodynamic farm, oh boy, folks.
It's all about the soil, yeah, absolutely. And the crazy thing is, not to really get into politics too much, but it costs so much money to have an organic farm. And that's the insane part about it. Like, I feel like it should be the opposite way around. If you want to have like a, what do you call it, like a commercial or whatever type of farm, you should be paying.
Yeah.
Because organic is natural. You want to be able to encourage those people to develop more, you know, organic foods and provide that to people rather than pesticide.
Right, but if
foods.
You can do it for yourself and find a commercial outlet for it, then there's hope for all of us. So let's take another commercial break, and then we'll continue with Ebony's impressive resume, her curriculum vitae.
Are you hosting an event or party? Take it to the next level with a professional female DJ with years of experience in the wedding and corporate sectors, who will work directly with you to understand your needs and help you set the tone for your event. Book a DJ Shay for your event and make it an event your guests will be talking about for years to come. Go to www.djshay.com. That's www.djshae.com now.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
We at Coco Lean Natural Skincare are addicted to results. like Hannah, who came 2 days after her facial and said, "This is the fastest I've ever beaten a breakout." Or Devin, whose 2 children were suffering with eczema, but because of our dermal relief and eczema bath bag, they no longer even have it. Or even Alejandra, who called us up and said that because of our hair elixir, her husband, who has been bald for 23 years, has hair growing. So if you want to hear or read about more insane stories, go to @CocoLeanUSA on any social media platform. But if you're ready to take the step to creating your own results, go to CocoLean.com. We have you covered. And if we don't know the answer, we will research it for you. We're addicted to results. How about you?
Host, web guy extraordinaire, Adam Jeffrey Weinberg, hashtag webguyx for those of you who don't Google anything anymore. Right before the break, we had a caller, and so I hear us a little bit of background noise, so I think we have the caller on the line. Hello? Maybe not yet.
Hello?
Oh, there we go. Caller, you're on the air with Ebony and Adam.
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
I have a question for Ebony regarding the cosmetics like oils. So I'm a woman in my 50s, and as you know, when we get towards our 50s, things start changing. And I don't do any kind of hormone replacement or anything like that. So can you... Since you've done this, can you suggest something for women to use when you're getting, because we get acne in our skin, and that's more healthier than hormone replacement or using any kind of over-the-counter cleansing stuff?
Right. Part of what I'm doing right now is like a certification course in aromatherapy. So I really believe in the power of essential oils and their ability to help heal the body naturally. But what I've come across as a really good thing to combat acne in particular is juniper berry. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's an essential oil that you could probably search online and get, you know, anywhere, juniper berry. And I use it myself when I have like little breakouts or whatever. I put it on my skin and then, you know, it really helps to heal it pretty quickly. That's one little bit of advice that I can give you to try out. Trying to access my database of knowledge here to try to give you some more.
May I ask you, can you just put the oil directly on the area? Like some oils I know you're not supposed to put directly on the skin.
Juniper berry you can use neat. So you can take it straight out of the bottle and put it straight onto your skin, wherever you're being affected. Hello?
Cool. Well,
hello?
So
I'm here.
Juniper berry is topical.
Yes.
It helps with acne. And for those of you unfamiliar with essential oils, basically, you know, any of the products in Walmart, CVS, whatever, they're all derivatives of nature with synthetics added and preservatives. So you take the preservatives away, you take the synthetic reproduction of what is common in nature away, and you're left with something like a juniper berry oil. And if you read the back of any bottle, you'll see, and then you go and research this word you can't pronounce, and it's the synthetic equivalent of something like juniper berry. So
there are actually quite a few natural teas as well that you can take to help with, you know, the hormonal changes that happen, you know, as you age. Those teas are kind of escaping me right now, but...
Where do you look for your resource of information?
I found a really great source for essential oils, loose leaf teas, and all kind of things natural is Mountain Rose Herbs. That's where I get all of my products from. And they're all organic and they all come with an MSDS certification if you request it, so you know exactly, you know, it's been through the testing process and you know exactly what you're getting. So mountainroseherbs.com, that's a place to get all the good stuff.
Wow, that's great. So, caller, thank you so much for joining us on talkradio.myc. And let's continue with our discussion. So this brings us right up to the precipice of the notes here. As you're being certified in aromatherapy, mm-hmm. this is all, you know, the perfect storm building and leading towards the kinetic retreat.
That's right.
So, and the thing that we really, you know, in our pre-production, what we really were talking about was self-worth and self-development and mm-hmm. the process of going in the direction, you know, taking the path towards that. It's the opposite of selfishness, right? Self-worth, self-discipline, self-confidence, all of these things are healthy and, in fact, very much require the participation of others. They require interacting with others to build.
That, you know, I guess that would be the rationale side of things, you know, being able to learn from others' experiences. But sometimes you actually have to go through a pretty tumultuous experience yourself to come out the other side and realize, oh, okay, I had an issue with that where I didn't really realize that before, because you know, people around you are not always going to pick that up and notice that, you know, there's a lack of self-worth, or at least not in my life anyway. You know, everyone was always like, oh, you're amazing, you're this and you're that. And there was definitely a fundamental issue
right.
there.
How can they say that when you feel differently on the inside, yeah?
Well, I didn't even know it was there, to be honest with you. It was more I had to go through an experience to realize that it was there. So
I think a lot of us have had a journey of self-discovery that began with what they call the downward spiral towards rock bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely feels like what it was.
So, yeah, I think we can all relate. And then, you know, and then something comes out of that, which is the, you know, the not only the climbing back out, but the reaching new heights. So which is something, of course, you can do in Anguilla because there's, you know, it's on the beach, but there's also there's different kinds of terrain there. So when I was looking at your website, there are ATV tours, there are, you know,
boat tours.
There are boat tours. So you get kind of the full experience. There's a golf course. So, you know, even anybody who didn't want to go, there's at least, you know, there's something for everybody.
And there is something for everyone. And that's really what I was trying to do with creating this retreat, was just to create an experience. An experience that, you know, everyone could take something away with them.
So you became what I really liked, and you had said to me, is you became a kind-hearted giver.
Became a kind-hearted giver? No, that's what I was.
Oh, you were. See. Thank you for the clarification.
And I always have been that. And that's basically how... See, what I realize is that self-worth is kind of like the foundation and the framework of an individual. And if there's a weakness in that, you know, all it takes is one little termite, you know, to come in, and then all of a sudden the whole structure is just completely collapsed, right? And that's basically what happened to me. I was out in LA, and as you know, like, I had all these amazing things going on. I was at this point of like self-awareness and asking my mom all these questions about her upbringing so that I could figure out more about why I was doing the things I did and the belief system that I had, and kind of questioning that to try to create a better person of myself, and you know, so I can be a better person for me and for everybody else as well. And I really thought that I had it all figured out. I really did. And then someone came along and completely proved to me that I was completely wrong. They found the weakness, you know, and penetrated through that. And then it was just a complete crumble. into nothingness, which was necessary, you know, for me to come out and realize it and build myself back up, because now I can do it stronger. You know, I can really reinforce that.
Sounds like
foundation.
One of those classic twin flame relationships. So
twin flame.
Yeah, so and then you end up with like narcissism and codependency and all of that.
And it was a very parasitic host relationship. Yeah. And I completely removed myself from society, you know, like the little farm, the self-sufficient farm that I had, it was like in the middle of nowhere. I had hardly any social interaction with anybody. I changed all of my information and nobody could reach me for like 3 years. You know, people were trying to reach out to me and figure out what was going on with me. Even family members didn't know how to reach me.
From red carpet to red cabbage.
Exactly. Yeah, sitting on a farm with high heels like that I'm getting used.
Well, you could aerate the soil. Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah, so you know, sometimes a narcissistic or a parasitic situation will make you not only remove yourself from their icy grip, but from, you know, you'll blame all of society and take yourself out, you know, run away completely. So I mean, and then there's nothing wrong necessarily with any particular process or any particular thing, because of course what comes out of it is the self-discovery and the
hopefully. If you're strong enough to be able to remove yourself from that situation in the first place, then yeah. But while it's happening, like for me, it was a very slow process of him figuring out where that weakness was and completely like manipulating it. And what was scary about the whole thing is that, you know, I've always been known to be this like strong individual, you know, and the fact that somebody can get into your mind and actually manipulate it so easily and so convincing, I literally was a different person, you know, and it was a shell of a person.
What's funny is that you're aware of it. I think a lot of us walk around and we don't, you know, kind of take stock exactly of the relationships that we're in and see which ones are manipulative or destructive. And what's so beautiful, in my opinion, about the retreats that you're holding is where somebody is on their path, or whether they're aware of, you know, that one, because there's so many, we all have so many relationships, and with social media, we're taking on that many more. So for folks that don't even know necessarily, or they're feeling discomfort and that they don't know where the source is or who may be the perpetrator, this and that, the tools that they're learning. And when I'm looking down the roster of what's available at these retreats that are, you know, programmed, scheduled activities and expert guided, activities, that they're gaining tools that they're going to come back from paradise to wherever they call home and be stronger for it.
Yeah. Well, Kinetic Retreat is really the emergence of, you know, everything that I had kind of gone through in this self-discovery kind of period. And I'll share one thing with you, which it's kind of crazy, and it kind of displays the type of psychological hold that someone had over me, was that, you know, he had to go for psychiatric analysis to get, because he was ADD and he had to get some medication and he wanted to get it for free. So he went to a psychiatrist and she diagnosed him as a narcissistic psychopath. Like that was the outcome of that. And this is like, you know, one of the signs along the way. That what's crazy about that diagnosis and the way that I viewed it is that he had such a psychological hold over me that I was actually making excuses like, oh, she's a psychiatrist, she doesn't really know, and you know, completely making excuses for all that kind of
I mean, that's a whole topic for Sam Leibowitz in The Conscious Consultant, another fabulous show on Talk Radio at NYC. Let's hear the commercial. It might be coming up for Conscious Consultant, not in this break. Okay, well anyway, here we go with the commercials.
Hi, this is Abby Z. I'm the concierge for your home. My company, Home Cierge, has been staging for people's homes to get ready to go up for sale. If you need help decluttering, organizing, painting, or just need an update, please give me a call at 917-816-5822 or email me directly at abbyz411@gmail.com. I'm happy to give a free 1 hour consultation if you mention you heard this ad on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
ding, 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 ding.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Hello, this is Mark Torres.
And Pronto Comics' own Dominic Sperano.
And listen to our show, It Came From the Radio, right here on talkradio.nyc, every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We talk about entertainment, movies,
comic books, and other news.
So make sure you check us out. That's right here, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Wednesday, talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Again to Is It Plugged In? I'm your host, web guy extraordinaire Adam Jeffrey Weinberg, and I'm here with Ebony McIver, being totally blown away by the accomplishments and the trajectory and the offer to go to paradise and be pampered hand and foot, waited on, served, taught, educated, massaged, to eat gourmet organic and vegan and vegetarian foods, and just it's just amazing what's available in a kinetic retreat. So I'm going to give Ebony the floor to speak her mind for the next few minutes and hear what she has to say.
Thank you. So I was saying before the break that, you know, kinetic retreat was an emergence of, you know, all the things that I've been through, the psychological manipulation and stuff like that. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that helped me break free from that psychological hold, because you see in a lot of abusive relationships that we call it like the parasitic host kind of relationship, right, where the host is... They're really like innately or intuitively, they know that something is wrong and they want to get out, but they can't get out or whatever. And sometimes they do get out, but they always end up going back. And that was definitely the case for me. I actually left for like 6 months. But what happened was there was this hold, this pull that was like drawing me back. And I couldn't really explain it other than I was like, okay, well, this is love. And he completely had me convinced that I was the one for him for the rest of the life and actually lifetimes to come. Right. So, when I got out like the second time and actually the last time, what I learned about is the psychological term called trauma bonding. And it's basically what I just said, you know, like the host parasitic type of relationship. The parasite is actually
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you're kidnapped and you're a hostage, and then you're like, oh, these guys aren't so bad.
Yeah, that's totally right. Like, they actually put you through this traumatic kind of event, and then they come out of it with you. And, you know, it's such a relief when you get out of it and you share that experience with that person, and then everything is like rainbows and unicorns again. But realized...
It's an intermittent reward system. So it's like, no matter how many times you push the button, the cheese doesn't ever come out again.
No. And it's completely like that same cycle, up and down and up and down. And so when I learned that feeling that I had was not love, it was basically just a result of all the crap that he'd put me through, then I was like, oh, okay. I was kind of free of it. Now, it didn't take away the feeling. Like, in the first, you know, like, few months, I still had that feeling. But now, at least I had a name for that feeling. And I could, you know, like, set myself free of that and be like, okay, that's what that is. Recognize it, let it go, and not actually have to feel like, oh, I've got to go back, you know, for whatever reasons. Cool. So, yeah. That was, you know, that was the trauma bond phase. And then, you know, there was the phase of like, what do I call it?
Well, it's just amazing, you know, how when you're free of, you know, this kind of, you know, like, I just think of like a Disney movie and you're like, it's the witch's clutches, you know, like you're in, you know, or like you're imprisoned in the dungeon, you know, when you break free of this kind of mental or physical or emotional bondage, it's amazing what can be accomplished when you're free to explore yourself and to rebuild yourself and
part of that rebuilding process is like taking accountability, going, okay, I you know, a lot of people in relationships, especially when they're breaking up, they like want to blame the other person for everything that they've done. But, you know, there's two people involved, and the reality of the matter is that I allowed everything that he was basically doing to me, I allowed to happen. And that was because I didn't have a strong sense of worth and, you know, the foundation in that. And so, you know, taking accountability for that, realizing it, and then being able to kind of like recover, you know, and rebuild yourself. Like, the recovery time is really important. And I was like, he basically took all of my money. Like, I had no money. I left with an overnight bag and the clothes on my body, and I had to have friends help me, you know, and bring me, you know, like, because I had no money, you know. And that was like really hard for me to be in a position where I actually have no money for the first time in my life, and I'm like, all I wanted to do was figure out how I was going to get my life together and make money.
So we have listeners all over the world. I'm looking at the listener map right now, and I see Seoul, Korea, Tokyo, Berlin, Woodbridge, New Jersey, as usual. One day we'll meet, I'm sure. So we have folks and all over the country, and to our listeners, thank you for joining us. Who hasn't been in this kind of situation where you're penniless and you have nowhere to turn, right? But then you turn within. And so Kinetic Retreat has a foundation in self-worth. And as I'm looking through the website, the pictures are stunning, first of all. And, you know, we're talking about things, of course, like, yes, there's yoga. And of course, yes, there's Reiki shares and things like this. But some of the other really cool things is like, this is like a little luxury cabina. There's a beautiful pool. It's like staying at your friend's mansion. You know?
It's definitely not a traditional type of retreat. This is not a yoga retreat, you know. This is more of a vacation where you don't have to really think about anything. Like, you know, you arrive in St. Martin and we pick you up in a $1.2 million boat, and you actually bypass immigration, you know, to your own port, and
if a
concierge.
You choose, you have the private jet.
You want to be a baller, yeah, you can take a private jet and it goes directly into Anguilla.
And they'll drop you off right at the golf course if you choose.
Basically, I'll do whatever you want.
You can parachute in.
It's all about you and how you want to spend your time. But we do encourage, you know, moving the body around and stretching the body out and all of those kind of things. But there is a lot of leeway. You've got all of these activities that you can do, and you can kind of structure it how you want to.
Yeah, like anything you would do at Club Med, like stand-up paddleboard or swimming with dolphins. Like, it's here too, except that it's done mindfully with integrity and from a place of real knowledge and learning.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a nutritionist who's come in and helped me with the menu. And, you know, it's all based around stimulating the metabolism. So clean, healthy foods, but that are also very, very delicious. So you enjoy what you're eating, you know, and massages and all the things that you really need.
Mani-pedis, which I clearly need.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you. Thank you. They say I have a face for radio, but apparently I have the feet to match. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, this is one of these all-inclusive things akin to a Club Med, but just so much better in the fact that it's less expensive. B, it's a la carte. C, you're working with somebody who will help to, working with Ebony, who's been through all of this from her athlete days, from her modeling days. She's got so much experience to share, and this community of people, friends of hers that she's met along the way, that have come together to provide this experience for you, your family, your friends, etc., in such a way that you go home rejuvenated. We don't want anybody to ever say again, "I need a vacation from my vacation."
So, no, you hopefully you won't be doing that. You know.
So how many days and how many nights, and you know, when
it's
is it?
It's four
when
nights.
Is it?
So there's no excuses, you know, for not being able to get away from your crazy life. It's four nights. It's short. It's simple. And you know, hopefully at the end of it, you're going to feel so good and rejuvenated that you will take pieces of the valuable information that I share with you home and incorporate it into your daily life.
Is there wireless and cell phone service for those who can't unplug?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So just in case you're wondering, and you guys have spare iPads and things, just in case it gets wet or whatever.
you know what? You're not really going to want to use that kind of stuff anyways, basically. I mean, this is luxury.
Amen.
Health and wellness.
Hallelujah.
So you're good. Taken care of every step
luxury
of the way.
Luxury health and wellness,
yes.
Folks. KineticRetreat.com.
And KineticRetreat.com.
If they mention talkradio.nyc.
Yeah, if you mention talkradio.nyc, I'll give you $100 off your package. The next retreat is in October from the 20th until the 24th. The deadline is September 20th to kind of get everything in. So hurry up and get those in, and you get $100 off.
Folks, who doesn't want to have an extra Benjamin? KineticRetreat.com. You got to register by September 20th for four luxury nights, with or without the private jet. I'm just saying, you might want to go for the private jet. The $1.2 million yacht is included.
That's included, yep.
Included, so you're going to get the yacht experience. You're going to get all of the wonderful things we've talked about. And you're going to get to hang out with Ebony and her crew and just really reconnect to yourself and develop self-worth following her program. So that's a show. That's episode whatever. I need a vacation from my vacation. Said no one ever again. All right.
Thank you so much, Adam, for having me.
Thanks, Ebony.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
What's that?
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator?
Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.